What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You know, thinking about our next guest, I did Matthew Collar's Purple Insider podcast again yesterday. He was out in, naturally, Glendale, Arizona for the Vikings-Rams game.
Sure, right.
And he was worried for Minnesota because of Sean McVay. And whether it was Matthew's line or someone else's from within the Vikings, he said, McVay just knew how to block them. And they beat him twice. You know, Minnesota lost four games, including the playoff game. They beat him twice. And man, have we had a game where we have spent more time on the trenches than the Bills and the Ravens, which has to be music to the ears of our guest, Jerry Ostrowski. Who is, I'm excited to have Jerry back. I know Bulldog is too, at Ostrowski underscore big O. Jerry, how have you been?
Great, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
I am doing awesome. First thing I want to know is, do you, I'm springing this on you out of nowhere, do you know the exact total of rushing yards you guys had in the playoff victory over Miami in 95?
Ooh, it was 200 and some, I believe. Hell, here's what I don't know. I don't know the exact number. I think it was around 230 something, maybe 236. But what I do know is my on the road roommate Tim Tyndale, the Canadian Flash, the Canadian Nightmare, yep, from Western University in Ontario, scored a touchdown that game, and that was the only thing that was important to me.
You're either going to be disappointed you were so far off, or thrilled that the number is so much bigger. 341 yards. 341, Jerry.
Ooh, I knew it was big.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody asked me the other day one of my favorite games that I ever played in, and it was that game. That game was one of my favorite games to play in because I knew we were just killing them in the running game. I think it was Shula's last year. I think he either retired after that game or whatever because we just beat the living hell out of him. But like I said, my man Tyndale scored a touchdown, so it was a good day.
Poor Thurman, his 25 for 158 and one goes unremarkable because Tyndale, like Jerry is saying, that's how everybody remembers
that game.
It's
the Tim Tyndale game.
Yeah.
I think that Thurman himself would have actually even said that. I mean, you know, when you get a chance to you get a guy that does the dirty work, a special teams player and a blocker, gets to score a touchdown. And it was a good run, too. It wasn't like a one-yard dive.
It was long.
25 yards. Yeah.
Right on.
It was awesome.
These numbers, these stats came up last week. The Ravens threatened it. They were at 300 in the Pittsburgh game before a kneel down ended the game for 299. And like I said, Jerry, this matchup, and I think you might say the same, just trying to analyze it, it's so much about offensive line play. The Bills with Alec Anderson, a sixth lineman on the field, the Ravens and their fullback, and whatever happened, the big game that Henry had in the first meeting. Is this on point? And is there sort of what's your analysis of it, I guess, thinking about both teams and their likelihood of success in this game? up front.
Well, I agree, and you caught me at a good time. I just got done finishing my notes for my show tonight at 8 Eastern on Overreaction Buffalo, the Big O show, where we do a breakdown of the game of that week. So I actually did just get a chance to do some of that and been thinking about it all week and finally got a lot of it on paper today. But you're right. I mean, but what I would like to say is, as much as we have just beat to death that defense of ours, and, you know, how does that defense stop Henry and stop Lamar Jackson? If you remember correctly, our offense was dismal that game. Mm-hmm. I think we had 21 yards. I think Josh had 21 yards rushing. I believe we had like 276 total yards in that game. Only 100. It was not good. And for us to beat the Ravens this weekend, we've got to do a better job offensively. We need to see one of those Josh Allen type games. You know, we can do a much better job defensively against them, but you're not going to completely stop this football team. I mean, that's obvious. They're hanging a lot of numbers and a lot of yards on a lot of good teams, you know, and so you have to really make sure your strengths are up to par and playing well. And I just think that's a big deal for us, is that offense and Josh Allen. As much as we've been talking about defense, we got to do better offensively and score more points.
No, I think that's exactly right. Like, I, you know, who knows how the game is going to go, but I think Baltimore is the lead on offense. I think the Bills are as well. And I think both defenses are going to just have their hands full trying to stop one another. And so, you know, there's a game out there that's 38-35 type of game, in my view. I mean, you know, of course, anything can happen. The weather will be tough, and maybe it'll be a lot lower scoring than that. But, like, I think for all the talk about how am I going to line up with a third linebacker and take Taron Johnson off the field and all this stuff, like, I don't know how much of it is going to end up mattering. Like, I think these teams are – my most likely scenario is these teams both score into the 30s.
Right. And, you know, this – you know, kind of a bell cow stat of this game is Baltimore's 11-0 when Derrick Henry goes for 90-plus yards rushing. And in some cases, he does that in a quarter and a half, right? So you're going to have to buck some trends this game, definitely. I mean, you look at our offensive line, 13 regular season sacks they gave up this year, but they gave up 3 against Baltimore that week. So almost a third of their sacks were given up in one game, and that was against Baltimore. So they've got to play better. Josh has to play better. The offense has to find ways to score points. And then, of course, the defense has to – you know, you look defensively, and they just got to find a way to get off the field a couple of extra times. They've not been good on third down this season. And, you know, the defense, I think, has given up like 43.8% of the time. They're 29th in the league on third down conversions. So if you get a couple of times where you get them off the field and get Josh extra possessions, that's going to be a really big deal this weekend.
With Jerry Ostrowski, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This the Alec Anderson angle, Jerry, and the Bills having 6 linemen on the field as often as they did this year. What have you made of that? It's easily worked. I mean, that's an angle going into the season I didn't think at all about, but they're able to play more of a power game. It's benefited Cook. It's benefited Allen. They can throw out of it. I feel like Anderson has become a player, maybe has been all year, that you need to sort of acknowledge here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and him being banged up with the ankle is a big deal for the Bills. If he can't go, who is that guy that plays that position if he's not able to play on Sunday night? What it does for the Bills, guys, is it, you know, playing an extra offensive lineman is like playing 2 tight ends. It basically creates more surface across your offense. It gives the defense they have to defend more gaps. You add a gap or two by adding an extra blocker on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, what Buffalo's doing to take advantage of that is then you have guys like Kincaid and Knox who maybe aren't just Pete Metzelaar's type, you know, Mark Bavaro type end-of-the-line blocking tight ends, but they can do so much in moving around and playing an H position. You can put them out wide in the slot, especially Kincaid. And now you've got passing personnel and extra blockers. So it gives your offense – you know, extra gaps for the defense to defend, but then it also gives you options in both run and pass because you've got those hybrid type tight ends, especially Kincaid, that are out there on the field at the same time.
On the other side of the ball, Jerry, a big talking point this week already has been the fact that Bernard, Milano, and Taron Johnson all missed this game in Baltimore in week four, and all three are back. The Bills, for what it's worth, were without Bernard as well last year, at least against the Chiefs anyway. A.J. Klein, we remember chasing Travis Kelce around and how that didn't go so well. So I feel like that should be something to really take into account here when we're thinking about how they're going to stop Derrick Henry. Because Bernard, last week even, watching some of the All-22 stuff, I mean, he just is moving the line. He's orchestrating everything. He's moving guys around. He's the guy, I feel like, that's got his head in the video and his, like, tendencies. And, like, I just really want to trust that he makes a big difference for this team.
He does, and I talked about it a lot recently just with the injuries and everybody losing their mind when Milano went out with the bicep. And I'm like, guys, I think people got to realize, I think Terrell Bernard is a more vital piece of his defense. When somebody says, hey, give me somebody you can't lose, Bernard's the guy to me that we can't lose just for all those attributes that you talked about, Bulldog, the running the defense, moving guys around, the way he can make splash plays in the backfield. He corrects a lot of wrongs up front. And when I say that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Sometimes defenses is the way they're run. A lot of times it's this linebacker has this gap, that linebacker has that gap. And kind of what we do, especially with an undersized defensive front, they've got a little bit more freedom as far as jumping behind offensive linemen and trying to retrace down the line and do some things. And if they're not necessarily in the gap they're supposed to be in, Bernard reads that and he then plays that gap and corrects that front, which gives them a little bit more freedom. Sometimes we have some troubles because we're not very big at linebacker, and if we can't tie up blockers and they get somebody in their chest right away, it's hard to shed blocks just because of physics, because of size. But Bernard really fixes a lot of things up front in that front seven for this Bills defense. And, you know, I think with Milano back, now you've got a guy that's been known as more of a cover-type linebacker. Yes, he can run stuff down and everything, but He's a guy that's been known for his legs, and I thought he got his legs back last week against Baltimore with some of those plays, or not Baltimore, but against the Broncos,
yep,
with some of those plays he made out in the flat and running guys down. And now you've got a viable linebacker that can cover, and I really think that controlling Mark Andrews this game is going to be a huge thing for the Bills. Andrews is a guy that Lamar really likes to go to on third down when he needs one. And with Zay out, possibly out, or if he does play being slowed down, Andrews will be even more vital in that offense. And if you can get a guy like Milano covering him, where you can free up Taryn, and then even if they go and they play some 4-3, Williams is still, I believe, the leading tackler on this football team and not playing hardly at all in the last couple of games. So you've got Williams that can be more of the run and blitz guy. Milano can play coverage. Bernard can tell everybody what to do, so it makes them much stronger up the middle.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to Milano there too, Jerry, because I completely agree. Last week, to me, was what I've been saying since he came back, because you know it was not always super smooth. You're right. Like, Williams had made a lot of headway, I think, with the fan base as being a player that can really help you, and so we're watching Milano come back and working his way back from being injured. And my thought was, the Bills recognize that he's not better than Williams right now. They're trying to get him there. And I feel like last week that hit the beach finally, just in time. He sort of looked more like the Milano you're used to seeing when he's been healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you're 100% correct, Bulldog. I think that, you know, they've been playing him back in the game speed, in the game shape. You got to remember, you know, he never had a chance to really come back and get his timing back from that leg injury, an injury that I sustained as well when I played, and know how hard it is to come back from a tibial plateau fracture. Pretty serious injury, big injury for him. And the fact that he's back, he's got his speed back, you know, his anticipation, his eyes. You know, a lot of that stuff, too, with those linebackers, they got to trust their eyes. They got to trust what they see. And if you haven't been playing a while, it takes a little bit of time to get your eyes back. And last week, I thought he showed signs of the old Matt Milano that we all know and love.
With Jerry Ostrowski, he's all over it. The Big O Show, Overreaction Buffalo. Jerry, we have about four more minutes, and I've got three easy questions for you. One, okay. And Bulldog might have a pile of his own over there, by the way, but you mentioned the Tyndale game. You started five playoff games. Do you remember them feeling different? Was preparation different? Was maybe it important, or was it stressed to try to think of them not as different?
Yo, most definitely, because if you lost, you weren't going back to the stadium to prep for the next week. You were going home. You were trying to find a way to get your car shipped back to your house. So, yeah, it's definitely different because it's the end of the season when you lose in the playoffs. So, yeah, it ramps up quite a bit.
Did they have Nice Guy Media Awards when you played? I enjoyed talking to you in those years. Did Kent Hull always win? Did they have these awards?
Yes. Hell, they've named the award after Kent.
That's right. Yeah.
Writers in town give a Kent Hull Award to the most hospitable Buffalo Bill every year, I believe.
Okay, so
it was Taron Johnson this year, I believe.
Taron Johnson won?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And the final thing I have, what brought us together here is the Waffle House. So I think it has maybe arguably become the most popular or famous or infamous fantasy football punishment is to, whether it's the Waffle House or a different similar sort of restaurant, right. It's a 24-hour commitment. You can knock an hour off the commitment with every waffle you eat. Are you saying that this would be like kind of no problem for you? Is that the gist of how you reacted to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying probably 4 hours,
so
at the most.
20 waffles, then that would be.
It's actually 24, but see, you have to understand. You got to go into it with a Joey Chestnut mindset. There's cheats to this whole thing. So, like, for instance, if you tell them you want your waffles crispy, they'll cook them longer, so they come out lighter, more crispy, with less moisture in them, so they're easier to eat. They're not so heavy.
Okay.
If you get sick of syrup and butter, you can throw a little chocolate chips in them. They'll put chocolate chips in them to change the texture and flavor. You can even throw a little bit of gravy on top or whatever.
Mm, I mean, that's good eating right there.
Many ways you can fool the body to take in 24 waffles. Which, by the way, some of the finest waffles in the world are made at Waffle House.
Asked and answered.
Waffle connoisseur Jerry Ostrowski on the Western Hotline with us.
I just read about.
I feel bad for y'all in the Northeast because you don't got Waffle House up there, man. And if you've ever been sitting at a Waffle House at 3:30 in the morning after a good night out on the town, you would understand.
If that happened, if that were I would definitely have finished last in fantasy football. I'm pretty sure.
I guess I will remember your advice.
I
guess we'll just have to live with Jim's Steakout, Jerry, I guess.
Yep, Jim's Steakout. And I remember all the Greek places up there always open 24 hours. Get you a little chicken kebab or something.
Thank you, Jerry. Podcast going well?
Podcast going real well. We'll have to get you guys on at some point.
Would love it.
Anytime, man.
Thanks again.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Jerry Ostrowski, it's the Big O Show on Overreaction Buffalo. Man. 24 waffles even? What? 20 waffles?
In like he's saying in 4 hours.
Yeah, if you give them 24, you could, you know, give or take, you'll just eat them all in 4 hours. Man, that's incredible. I mean, the first I ever heard of this one wasn't anybody I knew. I think it might have been like for The Ringer or some site where the person wrote up the experience. They're in the bushes.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I absolute tragedy. And he's like, no problem. I'll be in your league. I don't even care if I win because I'm going to have Waffle House if I don't. And I'm just going to hammer that.
Yeah. Do I have to pay the tab for all the waffles? Or does that come out of the...
Good question. Like, who pays?
How does that happen?
Who pays?
That you know, could be some factor. I mean, I don't know how hard I want to go if I'm paying... I don't even know what a waffle at Waffle House costs. But I'm guessing it's...
A few bucks each?
Probably a plate of... A nice waffle, $9.50. I'm guessing.
Oh, man. That's a lot. That's high. I'm saying lower.
How much stuff costs less than $10, even breakfast anymore? I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying lower.
2 eggs, home fries, toast, and bacon is $10.
Yeah, that's a better deal than one waffle.
Well, still a waffle. And you get the whipped cream and the strawberries and the whatever. Not that I'm doing that for this, if I had to do
this. No, I wouldn't.
I think I'm doing what Jerry says, you know, as plain as can be.
This reminds me of the Steak League. The draft, the Steak League, where... Yeah. The 12 people in the league, there's no prize money, but everybody goes out for a steak dinner. Nice. Middle four pays their own. Bottom four pays for their own and the top four. Top four eats for free.
I like that.
That's coming up.
I get behind that.
That's going to be in the summer. I cashed, so I get to eat for free in this league, and that's always fun. And the specific rules, do not feel guilty.
Right, but... Don't be an idiot. Like you can't order to go. Right.
Right. That's clear. You cannot order food to go, but you can take your leftovers. And you know, you want to be honest. You want to be real about how much you can eat.
Right.
Yeah. And drink.
Yeah.
And then eat and then drink. And then eat and then drink and then eat and then drink.
Yeah.
He can have his Waffle House. I'll go to insert the name of your favorite high-end steak
place. You're
going
to do okay here, I think.
I think I'm going to do okay.
Yeah, I think you're in good shape.
That'll be in the summer. I'll keep you posted on on that. From Jerry Ostrowski to Joe Ostrowski. He joined us earlier from BetQL Daily to handicap Bills, Ravens, and more. That's next. Niagara basketball tonight follows Joe. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.